they mixed-breeded and everything else. You can't tell hardly what they are, some of them. Some of them look just as white as you do, and built like you, and all that kind of stuff. And come find out you're half nigger, see?
How did they find that out?
Well, they do it by taking blood tests and stuff like that. It shows in the blood, you see. I don't know, I ain't no doctor.
Uh-huh.
I heard that.
I see. Say if a man had a fishing rod that he liked a whole lot, and his son broke it, you'd say, that man got awfully... What?
Mad.
Okay. Anything else you'd say?
Yeah, he said, I'm wearing out the rest of it out on you.
Okay.
It weren't too big.
And say if you had been working very hard, you'd say that you were very... If you'd been working hard all day, you'd say you were very...
Uh-huh. Yeah, some of them wouldn't say nothing if you tear the house down. Just let the boys do like they want to.
Uh-huh.
I didn't have but one boy in my bunch. I had four girls and one boy.
Mm-hmm.
And he left home when he was 17 years old, went off to CC camp, town of Tamari Hard, then, you know.
Mm-hmm.
You've heard of it. You don't recollect nothing about it.
Yeah, I've heard about that.
And he never did cost me a penny for nothing. Never did ask me for a penny.
Mm-hmm.
And but when you want any money, anything, he'd get on his best clothes to go off on Saturday night or Sunday. And he'd come around whatever I was doing. And I seen he's dressed up and coming out towards me. I know right then that he'd want some money.
Mm-hmm.
And I says, now, boy, what is you want? I need a little money. I said, how much you want? I said, 50 cents will do. I said, what the fuck can you buy at 50 cents? I said, I ain't gonna spend it 50 cents. And he'd take it home, but I'm satisfied with it.
Uh-huh.
And he never caused me a minute's trouble of paying a fine.
Mm-hmm.
Never went to jail in his life. Yes, he did too. He got locked up in Panama Canal.
Mm-hmm.
They got up on a Marine and a sailor fight down there. And he got his nose broken.
Mm-hmm.
And he tore up a chair over a fella's head.
Mm-hmm. Sam.
But he never cost me no money.
Mm-hmm. Sam, if you had been working hard all day, you'd say you were very...
kind.
And, say that... the school nurse sent a little boy home from school because he, what, sick at school? Because he...
Swapped tickets.
Or he what, sick at school? He wasn't feeling well, you'd say he...
Oh. You say, I didn't feel good today. I didn't do good with my lesson or something other like that.
Would you say he took sick or got sick or...
I never really regret my boy. Saying that to me about caring to a doctor on, they taking a big old rising on the side of his jaw one time.
Uh-huh.
And he didn't sleep a bit that night.
Uh-huh. But what would you say though? Say if you suddenly heard that someone was in the hospital, you'd say, well, yesterday he was fine. When was it that he, what, sick?
Yeah, now I've heard about being dead too. I talked to a fellow late here one evening. No, it's in during the day though.
Mm-hmm.
And he was a plowing with a tractor. And he told his wife, the wife wanted to go to a sing above town.
Mm-hmm.
And they didn't have no, yeah, they had one girl, but she was off this and that night.
Mm-hmm.
And he said, I feel pretty rugged, but I'll go with you. And